Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi everybody, this is Lori Handler, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And I'm excited. The last time I actually did a show was before I went to Greece, and I went to Greece for a core gathering of the ISTA faculty, organizers, and apprentices. You've heard about ISTA many, many times on my show, International School of Temple Art. And this was an amazing happening on the island of Kofinesia in Greece. And I don't even know how to say to you enough about it except just say that I still am basking in the glow of Greece. And the people that I met, both the people that were at this gathering, there were about 30 people, and the people of Greece, the place itself, imagine sailing on a 48-foot catamaran around the island to remote beaches, 30 people just in a field of love and eros. It was amazing. And so I'm telling you all this and sharing all this with you because I'm in this heightened state, and today I'm bringing you a guest who I happened to meet at that core gathering, and we made a tremendous connection, and she in her own right is a podcaster. She does interviews with people, and she works in the field of love and sex in Sweden, no less. And so I asked her immediately if she would come on the show and share with me what she's doing in her country and the kinds of things that she's up to. So without further ado, I want to tell you a little bit about Charlotte Rudenstam. She's a Swedish author, a body therapist, and a sensibility coach who inspires people to live lives filled with love, sex, and freedom, and to be themselves. Today, her mission is to spread an embodied message of love. To her, there's a natural connection between spirituality and sexuality. She encourages people to live in totality, including and inviting sexual energy. To her, sexual energy and life force energy is the same, and it's time to let the energy flow into the world. And, of course, we agree with that. Nobody would be listening to the show if they didn't agree with that. One other thing about that before I bring her on is Charlotte is also a journalist. And since 2009, she's been spreading words of love on a daily basis on her blog. And we'll find out more about that. So she blogs, she has two books, and she's also a podcaster, as I told you. So she does quite a few things in the country of Sweden. So, Charlotte, it's my pleasure to have you on Sex and Happiness.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, it's
nice to be here.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you. And it's wonderful to know what's going on in Sweden, a country I always wanted to visit. And now because I know you, maybe I will.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I would love to. So tell me about the basis of your work. I know we've said already that you believe that sensuality, sexuality, and life force energy are the same. And of course, I couldn't agree with you more. But you do some particular groups having to do with shame. Is that true?
Yeah. Sweden is a country where there is a lot of shame. We have like an idea that we should be less than we are, and if somebody tries to be themselves, to express themselves, to show their glory, to show their light, people start to shame them. So then to be on the safe side, people shrink themselves and go into shame and blaming and stuff like that. And that contracts all life, and it contracts sexuality as well. So I think that a way to liberate people is to be friends with shame and see what shame does, and don't see shame as an enemy, but then tell shame, oh, it's no problem now, I can shine. You can be, you can feel safe. I can feel my sexual energy. That's okay. You know, like that.
So being friends with shame, I have to admit to you that that's a little bit of a foreign concept to me. I mean, my way of working out shame is to do emotional release techniques, emotional clearing, and have people shout out for shame, scream out the shame, you know, get naked and show their body or whatever. Like, but I'm not friending shame. So when you say friending shame, I'm saying, okay, how do you do that?
I mean to recognize that shame is there.
Oh.
Instead of like trying to ignore it or so. I also believe in emotional release, that you can release shame from that. But to see, here comes shame, and see what it is and recognize what it is. And I mean, as I see it, shame can be very different things. It could be something in your ordinary life. You can be ashamed of that you speak too loud or something like that. But then you have like bigger shames, like shame around your body or your sexuality or you being too sexual or whatever. But then to see this like everyday shame situation and see you can breathe through it. So,
okay.
So I don't think it's necessary like to do emotional release around, oh shit, I spoke too loud and I feel ashamed in this moment. That's more of like relaxing.
Yes, I totally get it now. I agree with you, yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you see a difference between feeling ashamed and feeling shy?
Yeah.
Can you say a little something about that? Like, I have a shyness, but I'm not real familiar with shame. You know, like, I haven't had shame. I have been shamed in my life by others, but I haven't felt ashamed. Like, I've been ashamed for my power, because I've always been, you know, a person with a big, strong opinion and a strong presence and a lot of assertiveness and some anger too and stuff like that. So that's the kind of person I was. I didn't try to be like that. That's who I was. I'm actually kind of tame now. I'm sort of much better adjusted. but I've been shamed for my power. So, but I have some shyness. So I just thought maybe you could speak to that.
Well, shyness, I think shyness can be, to some extent, something really sweet, that you can be shy about showing yourself or shy about you blushing or shy about something.
Mm-hmm.
It's to me, it's more about a connection to your vulnerability. I see shyness. But shame is more, I mean, it's two sides of shame. To be ashamed or to be shamed, it's two different things. Sometimes it comes from you, from your inner judge that sets shame on you. Otherwise, other times it's like someone else saying shame on you. And that's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think, if we become friends really with ourselves, then we can lessen the shame coming from inside, from our inner judges or ego structure or whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Yeah, we may not be able to do anything about the other people, and we may just, as we get less critical inside, we could actually let go of any reflection from people outside who are trying to shame us. Like, we could just walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think different societies. I mean, in the U.S. we have this old idea with a self-made person, and then you're not as ashamed as is my vision about like doing your thing. But in Sweden, it's still a bit forbidden. You are getting shamed from taking space sometimes.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying that, and thanks for clarifying the cultural difference as well. We're going to take a little break here. When we come back, I'm going to ask you actually how you got started on this journey of empowering people through body image and sensuality and sexuality and making a connection to release shame. I want to know how you came upon this, because it's not just something they offered in college. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handler. I'm interviewing Charlotte Rutenstam today, who is a Swedish author and body therapist. She calls herself a sexability coach, which I think is a great name. And we're talking about some of the differences between Sweden and the United States and how people see themselves, what they're ashamed of. And we're going to come right back. So we'll be back. Stay tuned.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Do you long for deep intimacy and connection? Or are you possibly feeling stuck and unsure about how to break free? Maybe there's a lack of power and deep connection in your life. Whatever might be happening with you, I want to tell you how excited I am about the ISTA Level 1 SSSEX training. That's Shamanic Spiritual Sexual Training.
That will be happening November 8th to the 15th in Phoenix, Arizona.
This is a 7-day experiential residential retreat.
Thousands of people in 5 continents have benefited from this training over the past 9 years, and I'm thinking you could be the next one to receive the benefits. During this powerful immersion into shamanic realms, you'll awaken your ability to live and love authentically. In this retreat, you'll explore masculine and feminine energies through shamanic ritual, guided visualization, dance, and breathwork inside of an amazing community. Your reactive patterns will be uncovered and transformed into conscious ways of being, and your heart will finally be free to remain open. Your consciousness will remain present to all there is. You'll awaken into a deep knowing of the self as whole and complete, and you'll be empowered to live life with joy, peace, and pleasure.
Why not join me and two other highly skilled International School of Temple Arts faculty members?
Crystal Dawn Morris and Frank Mondovey.
We'd love to have you join us, so please make your reservation now simply by going to Facebook and typing in ISTA, I-S-T-A, U-S-A, hyphen Mass from Massachusetts, Level 1 Training. And you'll read more and see more about this amazing spiritual, sexual, shamanic retreat.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. And if you were listening in the first segment, you heard some definitions that Charlotte offered about the difference between shyness, which might show your vulnerability, versus shame that comes from the inside, the inner critic, and the shame that comes from the outside when people try to shame us for who we are and the differences. Like in Sweden, people still might feel like they're ashamed to want to do their own thing. I was actually thinking when Charlotte was talking about shame that in the United States, it's interesting, people think that they have to be humble, they have to have no pride, and there's some difficulty for me in that. I mean, I feel like false humility is so unappealing. And I know that people, if they were born with money, they feel ashamed. And if they were born poor, they feel ashamed. It's kind of like you can't win, no matter what's going on in your life. So I think it's important to do what Charlotte talked about, which is to kind of get to know the shame and be able to just breathe and relax into it and let it go. Charlotte, how did you get started in this? Because it's an interesting field, and obviously if in Sweden people aren't all feeling like they can do their own thing, like there's obviously a market and a niche for you. What turned you on or juiced you to do this?
I need to start back in time, because when my first sexual experience, I was 15, that was a rape. And I hid that to myself and to the world for many, many years. And I blamed myself for this. I didn't cry enough. I wasn't strong enough. I thought it was my fault. Mm-hmm. And I really felt that it was so much a shame around that. So it took me 25 years to understand it was rape. Mm-hmm. And then I understood how much that had kind of shrunken me, and especially in the sexual field. And after that, I had some experience that wasn't good either. So I had kind of practiced of feeling ashamed of my own life force energy and my sexual energy. So then 15 years ago, I started an inner journey with the question, who am I? Mm. And in a very short time, I understood that sexuality was one of the keys to answer to that question. Because to be me, I needed to feel my energy, and to feel my energy, I had to let my hips move, so to speak.
And hips don't lie.
No, hips don't lie. So I started to grow into my body. Until then, I was a talking head. I had actually like nobody. I had sex, I had children, all this, but I really didn't feel my body. I didn't feel my emotions. I was like turned down. Mm-hmm. So in my inner journey, I started to like feel what was happening in my body, and it was like my sexual energy started to awaken me. And I understood that I'm not the only person with this experience. I wanted to share my own liberation with others. So I've chosen to be kind of transparent, telling in my books, telling my story, not in a private way, but in a personal way. So I have many readers and people following my blog and so on, who sees me like a friend who could put words to both to pleasure, but also to pain and vulnerability and stuff like that. And to me, keys are vulnerability, are presence, are looking for pleasure, all this. And I also feel that we live in a society where sex and happiness are seen as something like, you should be critical about, but maybe that's the purpose of life, that we should be happy and enjoy and feel pleasure.
That, to me, that's it. I mean, I'm just going to say, like, I feel if we weren't meant to have pleasure, we would have been born in something other than skin. Like, we would have been born in wood or metal or glass, like some other substance that doesn't have all the nerve endings and yeah, all the synapses that are possible. I mean, skin is our largest sensory organ. So it makes sense what you just said, and it's completely the tune that I dance to.
Yeah, and I also feel that being a middle-aged woman, I can see so many women who know so little about pleasure. For many women I meet, if they have orgasms, it's a little clitoral orgasm, and it's very, very, very little. And, of course, if they have that kind of sex for decades, they get bored. And I think it's important to show people that sexuality is so much more than 10 minutes every Friday night after a glass of wine.
Boring.
To be a bit cynical.
Oh, my God. You know, I what you're saying to me, I just have to tell you, like, it's knocking me on the floor a little bit, just, you know, figuratively, because I always pictured Sweden to be filled with hot babes and hot men. And I, you know, there are films that I saw when I was younger, Ingmar Bergman films, that
The Swedish Sin.
Yeah, things, I mean, I can't even remember the films I saw, but I knew that they made a huge impression on me. Like, I went to every one of them. And I thought there was all these, I mean, I knew there was a lot of inner turmoil based on the things I saw depicted in the films, but felt like everyone there must be much freer than in the U.S. Everyone was having sex. People knew they were hot. And what you're telling me is just kind of blowing my myth, you know.
But of course, I mean, it's different parts of the society. There are many people who are kind of old-fashioned, but not in the same way as in the U.S. I just listened to an American who spoke about that one in the U.S. wants teenagers not to have sex before marriage, and we don't have that in Sweden.
Oh, yay, for Sweden, yay!
So we have a more liberated view on it, and it's very few who says you should abstain from sex and stuff like that. So in that sense, we are more liberated.
So you don't have a religious right. I mean, we have a far-right religious conservative and politics.
Yeah.
It's religion and politics that are supposed to be separate in the United States, but somehow they rolled into one bag. And these people they're into the just say no thing, you should say no and abstain until marriage. But their kids, there's such a shadow that's following this whole religious right. I mean, we have children who are having everything but intercourse at 11 and 12. Mm. You know, there are girls who are getting popular by giving blowjobs at parties in a gang-style situation because they think that's what's socially required and acceptable. So I'm just saying to you, you know, don't let everything fool you. Like, there's a crisis also, you know, based on the pushback of the religious right. Like, kids think they're not having sex because they're having oral sex, but they're not having intercourse. Some kids are having anal sex in the U.S. at age 12, and they're also in denial that they're having sex because they're not having penetrative vaginal intercourse. Mm. So that's all in the mix.
Mm. Yeah, I know, and I heard about young girls who have problems with their anal because they've had so much anal sex, and so they need to go to the doctor because of that. So yeah.
And also these other things like herpes and STIs are rampant with these kids because they're having sex with so many people. Anyway, let's not get lost into that.
Because
I'm really more interested in what you're doing in Sweden, you know, and how you're helping people. So let's take a little break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of your trainings. Like, I know that you have a lot of Osho training, like Osho familiarity, and done many shows about Osho with Osho people. I even did a show once called Longing for Osho. I want to find out how you took your trainings, the various things that you did, and put them together for the workshops and the sessions and the things that you're offering people. Because I'm glad that you're doing it. I mean, I know there's a need in the world. There's a greater and greater need in the world for the field of love and the field of eros. And that's what we were doing, talking about that and being that in grief. So we'll be right back.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lati Han, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lati Han today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lati Han CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Wow, sex magic. Lori Handler's sex magic.
The
course.
Workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to
it
let go.
That's pretty cool. That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex
magic. That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with. And there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time. So that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
The next sex magic course is November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical.
This is Lori Handlers, and I'm speaking to you from Sex and Happiness. And today I'm interviewing Charlotte Rudenstam, who is a Swedish author, blogger, podcaster, sexability coach. That's the one I love. And so I think we're having quite a lively conversation about busting the myth about the U.S. and Sweden and finding out what's going on. Charlotte, tell us a little bit, like, you were drawn to Osho. You did an essence training. You did a conscious relating training. You did a sex ability coaching training. All these things that had something to do with Osho. So were these in Sweden?
Well, I've done trainings both in Sweden and Denmark and Italy around this. And what I'm not a guru person, I have to say first. But what I liked with Osho was he said, be yourself. And I went into the doing trainings when he was already dead, so I didn't meet the man. But I really liked that. The whole body is into, if you go a process, a program, a training in the Osho world, the whole body is there and the sexual energy is there. And I think that's crucial. And you learn, or to me, relearn how to breathe, how to feel your body, how to move your body, all this. And that was so important to me. And one crucial part is also that you have two daily meditations. And I think it's very, very important that you can be with yourself. because I think that's the meaning of meditation, that you can stay with yourself and your own energy and contain it. And in those training, it was 2 hours a day. So, and then,
yeah. Tell more about what you trained and then how you put it all together.
When I learned to be a body therapist, I met Tantra for the first time.
Mm.
And that to start to breathing through the chakra system, stuff like that, to feel that you can be in connection with yourself and with another person, and you don't even need like sexual touch to begin with, to start to feel this energy flow. For me, that was a revelation. And then I got curious and I wanted to meet different teachers who wanted to put in spirituality, presence, sexuality, and other dimensions into it, because I think that this deep sense of self and body and sexuality is very important. To me, sex is not just two bodies meeting. That's more than two bodies meeting. So in the trainings I've been, there have been teachers, tantra teachers from the Osho world, like Gitama and Hari Prem. It has been Barbara Corellas, Urban Tantra, Ruby May, who works with Conscious Kink, some Swedish teachers who are very well known here, Sarita, who has been by the feet of Osho for 20, 30 years. She's a tantra teacher for 40 years. And people like that, to get inspired of, like, it's a so big field, this with sexuality. Sexuality is, you can see it's like different parts of your life. And then to, like, help people to get a sense of the depth of themselves and the possibility to really feel pleasure and enjoy, and even meet the shadow sides. Because when you work with sexuality, you often go into a process and you meet your shadow sides, and then you have a possibility to heal as well. And I think that one of the core wounds for humanity is the sexual wounding.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said that beautifully. I mean, I could actually feel your passion coming through that last statement. I mean, I could feel in my body, I could feel you and your energy all over, and how passionate you are about putting that all together with people, and how passionate you have been about, you know, just your sense of discovery. So I appreciate that so very much. Tell us about, okay, so you have two books. I want to get now all the things that you have that people can connect to you and find you and learn from you. So you have two books, and I don't think they're in English.
No, they're not in English. But one is called, I have made actually a rough translation into English, and someday it will be in English. And it's called something like, Have You No Shame? Liberate Your Sexual Power. And in the first part of that book, I tell about my journey from shame to being able to feel pleasure. Mm-hmm. And the second part is a book who invites the reader to do such a journey themselves, starting with you as an essential being and then going more and more into sexuality, look into shame, let go of shame. It's a lot of like meditations and things you can try out, and it's written from a woman's perspective. So there are like chapters on the vagina, on the vulva, to be friends with your temple, your yoni, whatever you want to call it.
That's awesome. And that book is called 100% Charlotte.
No, that's a shame book. Liberate Your Power. And then I wrote a book. It's more recent. It's called 100% Charlotte, Take Your Inner Leadership. And that is about acknowledging all that you are, and including shadow sides, including the light and all the dull things in between. And to see, oh yes, I do lie. Oh yes, I have defense mechanisms. Oh yes, to see all this, because if you put your shadow sides into the light, oh, I'm needy, or whatever it is, then you can work with them. You can befriend them, or you can let them have like the right place. Because if you hide them behind your back in the shadow, then you can be overwhelmed by neediness or by shame or by shock or use your defense mechanisms unconsciously. And the other part of that book is, so how can you take your inner leadership? And that's through, for example, feeling your sexual energy, meditate, being sincere, saying as it is, yeah.
I call that speaking your truth.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, and say yes to your light. And what is your gifts? Get in contact with your gifts. What's the meaning of your life? What is love to you? Stuff like that.
I'm going to vote that you really translate these books into English. Even if you only do e-books, if you don't do paperbacks, I'm taking a vote right now that we get your wisdom in a form that we can read it so we can get more from you. We who speak it in the English-speaking world, you know, mostly the English-speaking world. Yeah,
because I met a person the other day who says, what's your unique selling point? It's not just that you speak about sex and relations. It's also that you're so transparent as a person. So I like invite people to see like this a life can be, like this a person who wants to be 100% is. But then I exclude the private parts, but I am personal. So I have a kind of transparency. And since I am a very courageous person, I mean, people do both respond and react to my stories about my life. Mm-hmm. But I can take that. And I guess it's bold to say that, but I guess that I'm a role model for a bunch of Swedes.
That's great.
That's for awesome. This being vulnerable, being in the middle age and being sexual. And so I say some things that could feel controversial for some people, but that's me.
That's great.
And I don't want to hide myself anymore. This is me. I like to have fun. I like to be happy. I like to feel pleasure. And I like more of it. And I like to feel like any dimension of life. And since I came into the Ista family, then comes the shamanic point of view of this. And then it's a possibility to go even deeper. And I want to invite people also to that adventure. Mm-hmm. Because we are so, so much more, I think, than our flesh and blood.
Listen, I experienced you at the Ista Core Gathering learning how to steer a 48-foot catamaran. And I saw how many feelings you went through. Like, it was exhilarating for you, and then there was a little fear, and you got a little shy, and then you would turn the whole boat kind of the wrong way, like into the wind, and then you would go, oh my God, and then you would turn it back, but you didn't stop. You didn't get You didn't get all small.
No.
You just kept going. And I can hear now in your voice that you're excited that I'm bringing this up.
So. Yeah, and you know, I had the feedback from Robert, one of the other ones, and he said, well, you can be a bit shy and you can feel a bit embarrassed, but you still go for it. You don't stop.
Yeah.
And I think that's me. I can be uncertain, I can feel shy, I can feel many of these feelings that are not so comfortable, but I don't let it stop me. Mm. It's what I said in the beginning, this to befriend these shadows, like befriending the shame, not letting it stop me, but seeing it's there, but still I can act.
Great. Kind of running out of time, so I want to know about your blog and your website and your podcast. I want all three things so that people can get more from you. You know, they can find you.
I start with a podcast because sometimes I have episodes in English.
Okay.
And I call it the 100% podcast where I meet gorgeous people who loves life. And in English, most of my interviews are with people working with sexuality.
Okay, so, good.
And in Sweden, it's broader than that. And on my blog...
What's the name of it? How would they find that?
My homepage is called charlotterudenstam.org.
Okay, so let's spell that for people. Charlotte, Charlotte, Rudenstam, Rudenstam.org.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then my blog, it's about lust, well, pleasure, life, and relationship. And it's much about sexuality as well. And it's a mix of, like, what's happening in the world, what's happening in my life. I also argue for women to be more liberated, especially in this, around sexuality and stuff like that, and to bring more awareness. And there, at least once a month or something like that, I have an English post. So now and then I do write posts in English, but it's not like very conscious. It feels like, oh, this post I want to do in English, and then I do it in English. And okay. then it's mostly about sexuality as well.
Okay, that's great. Listen, you know, a lot of my listeners are all around the world. They're international. They're not just in the United States, although I would say probably primarily my listeners are U.S. and Canada. But it doesn't mean anything. I mean, out of 100,000 people, somebody else is in Europe and some might be Swedish. So
yeah,
it's fine. I'm glad that you gave this info. Anything else you want to let us know? Last thing, like a last tip.
Start to love your body. Start to be curious about pleasure. How can you be more alive? How alive do you want to be? And I think to feel your sexual energy and to invite pleasure to your life. That's my mission in life, and I hope you're going to go for it.
Okay. So, me too. Me too. I hope you're going to go for it. I hope you're all out there going for it. And if you're not going for it, if you've been listening to the show and you're not going for it, accept Charlotte's invitation to go for it. I'm going to give you her website again. It's charlotterudenstam.org. And Charlotte, I want to thank you so much for being my guest on Sex and Happiness.
And I'm sending you a big heart.
Thank you. And I'm sending you a lot of love back. I'm so happy that you came on my show. And everybody out there, I want you to know that Charlotte mentioned someone, Robert, who gave her feedback about how she was going for it on the boat in Greece. And it's just coincidental that Robert will be on my next show, Robert Silver, from Hawaii, from the Big Island of Hawaii. And we're going to be talking about something about becoming a great lover, about his courses and being, you know, making love, and also... He's an amazing massage person, couples massage person. And so we're going to be talking about that too, and that'll be on my next Sex and Happiness show when Robert will be my guest. So please tune in then. Thank you so much for listening to Sex and Happiness. This is Laurie Handler signing off for today.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. All I did this-